spent and the day before we spent a fair amount of time talking about the Siman Aleph, the Sifhei, namely the obligation to say Karbonot. The Mechaber mentions Tov Lomar, and we saw the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik from the language of the Mechaber. This is distinction. This is the distinction between all the items mentioned here and that which you mentioned in Siman Mem Ches later on. Mem Ches speaks about the Parshas HaTomid, so that we say is obligatory. Bein legvarim, bein lenashim. Both for men and women, they're obligated to say the Parshas HaTomid, Mashenken. Over here, Tov Lomar. The Mechaber says it's a good thing to say the Parshas HaKedah, the Parshas Haman, Aseres HaDibros. The lesson we spoke about yesterday was the Aseres HaDibros. Here the Ramah says that Bedavka B'yochid, you can say Aseres HaDibros. However, also the Amram B'tzibur. So I mentioned that when I grew up, it was very common to have the Aseres HaDibros on the Aron HaKodesh. I don't think I saw any shul without it. In New York City, I grew up in the Bronx, and every single shul had Aseres HaDibros and all different types of tzurot. So the Achronim speak very much against it. And it's clear that today, I think it's almost non-existent. I'm now trying to recall, I travel to Chutzar from time to time, and I haven't seen any Aseret HaDibrot in any shul.
They still have them.
They still have them?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the ones that are from ancient history. Prehistoric man.
They are sure.
What?
Yeah, they are sure.
Yeah, okay, but most of them don't have it. The Achronim seem to be very much opposed to it. The Mishabruah gives you the time why he feels it's inappropriate, because the focus then is going to be on the Aseret HaDibrot. Kiilu, the Aseret HaDibrot is the centerpiece, the epicenter of Kol HaTorah Kula. And we know that Rambam already pointed this out in the context of a famous tshuva that he writes about, not standing Aseret HaDibrot, which is the minhag of Ashkenazim, I would say universally, in Kol HaOlam Kula, dafka to stand for Aseret HaDibrot. So many suggest let him stand in Aliyah beforehand. The problem is that the Rambam says there's no distinction between Aseret HaDibrot and the Pasuk of Bitimna Haisuk Yulegesh Ve'Elifaz Ben Esa. There's no distinction as far as the Kedusha of those two Pesukim. They're identical, and therefore there's no reason why one should accentuate the Aseret HaDibrot more than one accentuates other matters. And in terms of the Karbonah, we already pointed out, and I'll just now read to you from the Lechem Chamudah, which is written by the Tesis Yomtiv. So he himself writes very clearly that he says, Habe anashim lo omrim karbonot. Many people, Mishabur actually says it over here in Sif Yudei. Sif Kotin Yudei, he points out that people don't say karbonot, and the Lechem Chamudot adds the following. Mishu bal Torah, v'yesho leiv l'habim v'lemod, means the Talmud Chacham, people like your stature. So people of that ilk, of that stature, yochal limnoa atzmo mil'harbo t'chinot, detov yoseh she'il lo Torah. That he should learn. And that seems to be the yeshiva approach, as we mentioned, that they're Osek, even those who don't necessarily learn Kachim, but they're obviously Osek. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes this Lechem Chamudot almost verbatim. He says, Mishe Shalei Lilmod Ulahavin, Ein Lomar, Afilu Pasha Kabanot Kol Yom, Elamidi Pam Bafam, the Godel Talmud Shemei Mili De Maseh. And I assume that's the reason why in the Minhag Yeshivas is not to say Karbonos. From what I can see, and I actually asked a number of people this week to see what they do, and they never heard of Karbonos.
No. That's why they don't have Mincha completely.
Okay, I'll discuss that in a moment regarding Mincha. But I'll just mention something that I have not spoken about yet. The Mishabur actually, he does connect with this issue. Namely, let's say a person, Chas V'Sholom, does an Aveira, Shebizman B'Samidashi V'Chai V'Kor M'Chatos. Let's say he does an Aveira, Chilu Shabbos B'Shoge. An example, a person turns the lights on, B'Shabbos B'Shoge. Now, what exactly the Isser is, again, I'm not here to weigh in right now, Hilchos Shabbos, because most likely the Isser at best is an Isser L'Habonon. Bein, Lefi, Rov HaPoskim, let's exclude the Chazon Ish for a moment, that he contended that the Chashmal, the Isser of Chashmal, is a problem of Bona B'Sosim. Most Achronim don't agree with him, not just of Shomon Zalman Oyerbach, many others as well. And therefore, we're assuming that the Isser L'Habonon. But also, let's assume there might be a Sovig Isser Min HaTorah, person turns the light on B'Shogeg, so then he's Chai B'Kar M'Chatas. Or let's say a person is half asleep, and he's walking around in the days, so when he turns the light on, perhaps it's Misasek, but if he forgets, and that it's Shabbos, so then of course he's Chai B'Kar M'Chatas. Or another example, something spills on a rug on Shabbos, and a person forgets himself, and he's upset because he knows that his better half will probably be amazingly upset, and therefore he quickly pours water on top of the rug as a Shalom Malabim, another issue of an Issa Darais on Shabbos. So then, or let's say, someone just told me this the other day, last Shabbos, they took the cover off the crock pot because to see how the cholent were doing. They decided to make the cholent on Shabbos, and they wanted to see how it was doing, and then put the cover back on, and so everything was seemingly in order, And that's another shaila question of Bishul on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to do that or not. So in all these cases, Bisman Abigdosh Shabbos will be Chai Bekar Mechatas. Bismanenu, so you're going to say, I'm a Ben Torah, now I'm learning Maseches Yevamos, so therefore there's no need for me to do anything. No, it's probably Kedai for you to say the Parsha of the Kar Mechatas, that's when that Parsha will be relevant, that's when it will be completely coming to the fore. And that's already quoted by many Achronim. Nim Shabruah himself here also weighs in on this matter. And therefore, we have the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara Daf Yubeis and Yubeis. The Gemara points out over there, Chazal were, they instituted in Isla Rabbanan, that lo yikro lo ane Hashem ayatem. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, ani ekro v'lo yatem. I can handle it. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, I'll do it, and I won't be, there won't be any problem with my doing. So the Gemara says that apparently, kara v'hita. So the Gemara then uses the following lashon. I wrote it down. He wrote down his pinkas, means the shayla is a shayla of havara on Shabbos. Lo sevar reish b'chom ha-shosech in yom ha-shabbos, the parasha v'yakla. He wrote down in his pinkas the following. She'ibona b'samidosh, Ovi chatos shmeina. That's the lashon of Gemara. That's just being a kara chatos, but a chatos shmeina, gezumta chatos. The question is, why doesn't he go ahead and do what we just suggested? Let him read the parasha of chatos, and that will be in lieu. That will be take care of the problem. So apparently, first of all, it says chatos shmeina. But whatever the case is, it's clear that that, as I said, those who are in a learning kind of mode, so they're going to be learning Torah and they'll be doing that. But in Kavua, so they're not necessarily obligated to say the Karbanos. The only Karban we said they're obligated to say is the Parshas Atamin, and that's mentioned very, very clearly many, many times. I pointed out already, not just over here as it mentioned, but also, you take a look in the Bi'a Halacha and Siman Mem Zayin, we pointed this out when the Bi'a Halacha Paskin is based on the Mechaber. Mechaber says that Noshim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. So the Beis Yossi there, right away asked the obvious question, if women are potter from Talmud Torah, as the Gemara says in the Gemara points out in Kedushin, it's the last mechaber in Siman Mem Ches. So right away the Bi'a Halacha quotes two reasons mentioned by the Beis Yossi why women are obligated to say Birchas HaTorah. One is the Chayavas Limud Hadinim Shalem, the dinim that are relevant to them, they have mechuyah to learn. The Ode, the Chayavas Lomar Pashas HaKorbanos, Moshe Chayavas B'Tfilah, Ken Koya Brach Alzeh. The Birchas HaTorah is going on the Pashas HaKorbanos. Which specific korban are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, and others as well, that the Pasha we are discussing, of course, is the Pashas HaTomid. And as a matter of fact, that's what the, if you take a look in the, interestingly enough, the Mechaber also writes in Zimim Mem Zayin, Sifu Gimel, Hamashkim Kodom Or Ayom Lilmog, Mevor Birchas HaTorah, Ben Atzorach Lachzer Levorach She'el Besakneses. Interesting, there's a sheet of Rashi, as already quoted from the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, that Rashi used to get up early to learn. He said Birchas HaTorah. A few hours later, he went to Shul, and Nochamol, he said Birchas HaTorah. Ma'ab Shatmezeh. Why once say Birchas HaTorah twice? You once a day should suffice. So that's from the Chabad Paskins, that Ein Otzorach Lachzer Levorach She'el Besakneses, against the sheet of Rashi. But then the Mechaber goes further, Hamashkim Kodem Arayom, Mevorach Kol Seder Abrochas, Chutz Mi Birchas Hanos Lasech Levino, Upashas Atomid, Sheyamti Milo Omrat Sheyer Hayom. Of all the Kabbalahs, he only mentions the Pashas Atomid. That seems to be the critical Pasha that all of us are obligated to say, as I mentioned. And that's again, the Beis Yosef, when he explains why women are Chayim Birchas HaTorah, so one of the reasons is because of the Hakrova of the Kabbalah Tomid, that women are involved in. We mentioned from Chaim Briska, our Solvechi used to say over that Birchas HaTorah could either be a Birchas HaMitzvah or it could be a Sherech Vodah, and according to Chaim Briska, it's a Birchas HaNen, it's a Bracha that said in the Chetzer Shel Torah. And that's the Pshat apparently what the Ogur, Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer HaOgur, that he claims they're Chayim to learn the Parsha Kavanos and Mechuyim Birchas HaTorah. So someone who's not Mechuyim in the Chetzer Shel Torah, it's not Matim to make a Bracha on the Chetzer Shel Torah. So women have to be somehow connect to the Chetzer Shel Torah, and the answer is, they're connected to the Parshas HaTomid. That's what they're obligated to go ahead and do. Now that's therefore the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and generally that's the assumption that women are obligated to say the Parshas HaTomid, and that's what they do. And many, many Achronim...
Is that jokingly or seriously?
No, seriously.
The Birkas HaNen.
What?
The Birkas HaNen one.
Abchaim Riska. I mean, it's a difficult position for all of us, but, and even the language, which of course is typical Brisk language, a brachas on the Chetzer Shel Torah. What exactly does that mean?
So he said it's Birkas HaNen, he's Lashon?
Yes, his Lashon is Birkas HaNen. Take a look in the Griz, in his Sefer, Akidosh HaKadosh Yuma and Sukkah, the last piece.
It's written that way, okay. Sefer. I thought it was like said,
the Yashmua as well, I heard it from Rav Soloveitchik a number of times. but it's already written up by many. Point out this this comment of the Bris Gura. Now, there's also another interesting proof that
usually two Bris Nen is like the goof is Nen, like a food and some.
So the Avinezer in the famous Tshuva, where he writes about that some people argue that mitzvahs lovely hunters did the Rashi Rosh Hashanah. La'ol al tzavareinu, the point of doing a mitzvah is to be an ol on our neck. But so one would think the same applies to Talmud Torah. On the contrary, he said that is goof of the mitzvah to have hanor from Talmud Torah. There's a long famous Avinezer that's often quoted. And so the Bris Gura supports that position, that it's a Birchas Hanenin, one has hanor from Talmud Torah, certainly one does, one should have hanor from Talmud Torah. But just to bring another ride that I did not mention until now, in Tov Kuf Nun Dalid. So there, this of course is later on in the Dinam of Tisha B'Av. So in Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, so here there's a Mechaber that also weighs in on the same issue. We know that on Tisha B'Av there's an Issa of learning Talmud Torah. The Gemara says that an Abel is also a Talmud Torah, and Tisha B'Av is also a Talmud Torah. An Abel is also a Talmud Torah because it says, Hey, Anek Dom, the Pasuk in Yecheskel. And Tisha B'Av is an Issa of Talmud Torah because the Gemara says in Tainus, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilei. We're not supposed to be involved in a Simcha Dika learning on Yom Tiv, on Tisha B'Av, which is a Yom Tiv. Kor Alay Meyei Lishbor Bachurai. Comes the Mechaber and Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Dalet, and says, Mutar Likros Kol Seder Hayom. However, whatever is part of the Seder Hayom, that's permissible. Seder Hayom generally refers to Kriya Shema, the brachos of Kriya Shema, whatever has to do with tefillah. But then he adds the following. U'parshas ha-korbanos, u'mishnas ezeo mekoman, u'medrish rabbi Yishmael. So now the question is, what exactly is included in Parshas HaKorbanos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Parshas HaTomid. That's what we're referring to. Dafka, the Korban Tomid, that's called the Parshas HaKorbanos, that's referring to. And as I said, this goes back.
That alone? I assume you said HaKorbanos.
No, with the exception of the other two items that he mentioned, Ezel Mekoman and Abishmael Omer.
And you would but not, you would not
all the Korbanos you don't say, you say them later on in the day, after Mincha. However, the only Korban that's considered to be part of Seder Hayom is the Parshas HaTomid. So again, this is another raya, another proof to this idea. As a matter of fact, also in Tav Kuf Nun Tes, the issue of not saying Pita Makaris, that's also mentioned over here by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he has an interesting hesber. Why don't you say Pita Makaris on Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah Berurah said, because Eino Rogil La'omro Kol Yom. Means it's not necessarily something that a person says on a daily basis. So only that which a person says on a daily basis, and we assume that the Parshas HaTomid is that which a person says on a daily basis. It means regarding the other Karbonos, lo kolodam omer also, but the Karbon Tomid kol yisrael omer also, and that's why the Karbon Tomid is something we assume is the proper thing to do on an ongoing, on a daily kind of basis. The only question which was raised here regarding Mincha, the Briskas are very makbid. The Briskas are makbid that they say the Parshas of the Karbonos before Mincha as well. It's printed in most Sidurim. Most Sidurim, all the Karbanos are also found over there. I mean, why should any distinction between Shachas and Mincha? We have a Tamid Shal Shachar, we have a Tamid Shal Ben Abayim. So it would seem that the Parshas HaTomid should apply under both circumstances. I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, actually first the Ramah mentions in the Siman Reish Lamed Daled. There's a Ramah there in Shulchan Aruch, so he also discusses this issue. Ramah there says the following, in Reish Lamed Daled, this is regarding Tfilas Mincha. Here it is. The Ramos says, Yesh, Shekosu Shenogim Lomar Parshas HaTomid Kodem Ashrei Shel Tfilas HaMincha Neged Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim Uminog Yofehu. We have an interesting Lushonos. Minog Yofeh. It's a nice thing to do. So it sounds like that it's not Ma'akev, but it's a nice thing to do. It's a Minog Yofeh. Kol Sif from Rabbi Yom, the Vesel Sif, the Mishnah Berurah says on there, V'tov Gam Ken Lomar Pidom HaTores. Ach, in kol zeh, yavar, zman ha-tfilo, so then of course you should be medalig, u'bavasin ha-rab, yesh anoshim she nechsholom ha-zeh. Nechsholom ha-zeh means they miss zman tfilo, not that they miss the amiras ha-korbanos. But the Ramo says it's a nice thing to do, to say tfilas, all the parshas ha-tomid before Asherah, tfilas ha-mincha. Now, so why should there be any distinction? Why is it that Rov Ha'olam, I think, is knowing to say Parshas HaTomid in the morning. But Rav Olam is not necessarily knowing to say Korbanos before Mincha. Probably very few people say Korbanos before Mincha. So it could very well be that the reason is, and this is already the Aruch HaShulchan, the Reish Lamed Daled, he suggests a rationale. He says that since Bizman HaMikdash, he points out that they davened actually before the Tomid. So if I'm going to say the Parshas HaTomid before davening, that's I'm doing Hefech, or what they did with Bizman HaMikdash. I'm doing the opposite of what they did with Bizman HaMikdash. So that may be the reasoning why there's a distinction I mean, he also writes, the Taz also asked this question, again, the same area. And the Taz says that since the Amira Parsatam has become Zrika and Shchita and Tfilah, welcome Hakrabas Hakorban. So it comes out, if I say it, it comes out that the Hakraba preceded the Zrika. And maybe that's what the Aruch HaShulchan means. I'm not sure exactly what he has in mind, but I think the minute all of us not to do it, not to say it. And the people bring other proofs. And in yeshivas, they start from Baruch Shama. Many yeshivas actually have a practice, the Shiat Tzibur only ascends the Omid with Baruch Shama. And before that, there's no Shiat Tzibur. When I grew up, as I mentioned, that the Shiat Tzibur began with Nishmas. That's why our salvation was also knowing to begin with Nishmas. And as Rabbi Freinberg pointed out, the same digging. Shachinad, Marom B'Kadosh Shema. However, we discuss that also. But Nishmas, Gochai, so it's the Zelba Nigin, the same Nigin for both. So apparently, Nishmas constitutes really the beginning of that, of the Bracha of Yishtabach, and that's why many, and I grew up on that kind of Minog, and then later on it changed, I'm not sure, maybe they didn't know the Nigin for Nishmas, I'm not sure exactly what happened, why there was a switch, why there was a change that occurred. But people argue that this is a Raya, since the Yeshivas say, they have a Shiat Tzibur of Baruch Shama, that's a sign that Kabbalah is apparently a Nazi given. So I responded to that, oh, does that mean you don't have to say Brichas HaShachar, Brichas HaTorah as well, since Yeshiva is Tzibur of Baruch Shama? I assume the same logic would pervade also regarding that matter as well. Of course not, that obviously is no basis to that. And I heard Rabbi Nissim Alpas Atzal, he said over that Hagoyim HaMashiach Feinstein, to his Rebbe, would say Kabbalah in his house. He said all the Kabbalah in his house every single day. He said them actually before he went to the Yeshiva. And that's in general the practice many. I just want to end with one last story. I saw in the sefer called the Shichna Sidrashu that I happen to own, in Chelek Aleph, Daf Samach Zayin. He tells the following story. The Chafetz Chaim is the Chassid of the Baruch, he was 91 years old, so already he had difficulty going to Davin and Shul, and so they made a small menu for him of 20 people. And apparently, I guess, in his home or something along those lines. So it said that once, apparently, he came, the Chafetz Chaim came late, and they already said Karbonos. And the Chafetz Chaim was frightened that until he puts on thousand tefillin, they'll only get to Baruch Shema, and there'll be cheshay that he doesn't say Karbonos. He didn't say Karbonos. Every day he came his man. Once he came late, apparently, to the minyan. So he said that he screamed out loud that don't be cheshay me. I already said the Karbonos beforehand. He screamed out loud. The Gemara said that if someone is cheshay you, you have to make sure that you announce that you're not really royal lichshav. You shouldn't be cheshay me. And that's a Gemara. And so, anyway, it's often people are not so medactic, but we should try our best to the extent that we can to say the Karbonos, as I said, minimally, the Pashta Tomei, that's for sure we should say. Also, we mentioned the Ezel Mekoman. Because Ezel Mekoman is essentially a perek in Zvachim where you have no machloksin. You have no arguments whatsoever in that perek, and therefore you can actually. Ezel Mekoman is a more akim in Talmud Torah, Mishnayis, without any machlokes, because you're supposed to learn Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. We mentioned the other day a Svara that the Achronim bring. People learn Talmud Bavli. Bavli is Bolo Bakol. It has a Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. That's why there's no need to say Korbanos because they put the Talmud Bavli never came down. Ezel Mekomim actually is mentioned by the Achronim that here you have the element of Mishnayis without any Machlokes. But the Chatchila, one should try one's best to go ahead and to the extent that one can go and say the Korbanos Bimyucha, the Pashta Tomei, that's what one should try to do. As best one can.
Okay. All right. Can you